Randy McLean at Waypoint, and I wanted to take more time to show you the high volume account report and walk you through what's on it, why it's valuable, and how to use it. So let's get started.
Okay, so let's take a look at the new high volume account report on the customer tab. This report is Sales Central, provides a lot of the most meaningful and important analytics for the sales force, and so let's walk through it. I'll talk to about the column headings first. I'll say what they are, and then we'll come back and repeat and talk about what they're used for and how to interpret them. So we have the customer, we have the revenue from the customer, the gross profit from the customer, the gross profit percentage or gross margin percentage. We have the amount of gross profit per invoice, and we'll come back to that in a moment. What our expenses are in servicing this account and what percentage of revenue that represents, and then how much NBC or profit we have left and what percentage of revenue that represents. Then we have a type column, two type columns actually, that help us look at the four most important segments within the high volume group. Then we have the total number of invoices and what percentage of those invoices were money losing invoices, and how much profit we realized when we take a look at all the profit we made on the money making invoices, how much of that did we actually retain after we deduct the money losing invoices, and then how much money was lost on the money losing invoices. And then finally we have the number of days since we last saw the account. That's relevant to the time scope of the report. In this case I've run it for 2010, and so it's the number of days from the last time we saw the customer to the end of the time frame. And there's a couple of warning signs here. We haven't seen this account in 104 days yet. It's one of our high efficiency accounts, so it's really important to us, 117 days. These are accounts that we may have lost. Something's gone wrong. We should get out there and do something about it to make sure the accounts don't go away, so we won't have to find new accounts to replace the profit that we will lose by not having these ones. So let's review the columns again. I'm not that interested in revenue because from good management, I'm much more interested in GP dollars. Gross profit dollars are really cash flow. It's the cash flow from the account, and this is how much money that we got from the account that we can use to run our operations, pay everybody, and to return a profit to the branch or to the company. And so this number is very important. So it's the first number that I want to look at. The gross margin number is an indicator of how efficient we translated revenue into cash flow, and it's actually a reflection of our pricing. If we price the account at a 20 margin, that means 20 cents of every dollar is left after we paid for the product, and that means 20 cents of every dollar is available to us to run our operations and to pay ourselves. And of course margins are, the higher they are the better they are, but margins are something that are difficult to change sometimes, and so they're not the most critical number. They're just a number in the mix. The next thing is the number of gross profit dollars per invoice, and this is very important because as you scan down the report and get into the money losing accounts farther down, you're going to discover that this number gets to be low enough that we just don't have enough cash flow on each invoice in gross profit dollars to cover our expenses, and the invoices in the account start to go negative. And so this is a great metric because it indicates the relative efficiency of the orders that we're bringing in, the shipments that are going out. Then we have the expense rate, and what is interesting about the expense rate is it's the number of cents out of every revenue dollar that we spend servicing the account, in this case 8.9%. The 8.9% that we have here is is an indicator of how much dollars are consumed, and of course the lower the better. If we're paying 2 or 3 cents per revenue dollar to service the account, or 30 or 40 cents, or sometimes 60 or 70 cents per revenue dollar, that's a great indicator of whether the account is very efficient in its its consumption of our infrastructure is. So a lower number here is better. And then finally, the NBC rate is an indicator that shows how many cents of every revenue dollar actually make it to the bottom line, or at least get to the point where we have money to pay for the salesperson and to pay the company a profit. And of course, a higher number here is always better. So that brings us now to the two type columns, and these are very, very important for us. The first group I want to look at is in this blue column, the high leverage accounts, the HLAs. These accounts are very important because there's a limited number of them. In this company, where there's 800 active accounts roughly, there are really only about 15 high leverage accounts. And these high leverage accounts are accounts that produce profit at a greater rate than any other. And so these accounts produce profit at high rates, and I'll give you a for instance here. If I look down here at our number 7 account, we have 30 cents of every revenue dollar making it to the profit line. That is twice as much coming to the profit line as the next biggest account here, Ohio Machinery, which only gives us 14 cents of every revenue dollar. And it's a great deal more than this account up here, iParty, which only gives us 7 cents of every revenue dollar to the bottom line. So down here, Carland gives us 4 cents or 4 times as much money to the flowing to the bottom line per revenue dollar as our number 3 account, iParty. And so now the reason that these high leverage accounts are important is because penetration work on these accounts pays big dividends. So if we can get the account to buy more of what they're already buying, buy more things that they're not already buying, we can find new product lines that we sell that they didn't realize we had, and they will buy them from us. Every incremental dollar on a high leverage account will give us a high profit leverage and will give us a great opportunity to produce greater profit for the amount of effort that we put into the account. And so these HLA accounts are very important, and it is the first and fastest place where you can put some effort that will increase the profitability of a territory, a branch, or the whole company. The next group I want to talk about is the high efficiency accounts, the HEAs. The high efficiency accounts in green are the accounts that have a very low service cost. Much lower than the average for the company, and that means they consume less of our infrastructure than other accounts do or other large accounts do, and that gives us a great opportunity to numerically add new accounts that look like these accounts to the company and have a longer delay before we have to expand our infrastructure, our headcount, and our other resources in order to cover the new business. And so these accounts are highly scalable. And so for every one of these accounts, they'll have 1, 2, 3, 4 competitors in the marketplace, all of which sell the same thing to the same customers in the same way and likely at a similar price. And so if we go and look at one of these high efficiency accounts, and we look at Raytheon, and we go out and say, who does Raytheon compete with? How do we go out and get Raytheon's competitor? And we can go out to that account and say, we'd like to offer you the same high level service we have and some great pricing. And if we can do a similar amount of revenue on a similar number of invoices, we're going to have another high efficiency account. And we can add that to the fold without probably increasing any of our infrastructure at all. And in doing that, this is a highly leveraged expansion of the business. It brings us new cash flow and new bottom line without bringing us very much new incremental expenses. And so in terms of doing that with the high efficiency accounts, if we can get more of them, then that is another great play that will enhance the profitability and productivity and success of an account, a branch, or the whole company. Now, moving down the list, we can start to see the high potential accounts. Now, these are accounts that do not produce a lot of profit for us or profit at high rates yet. It's because the balance between the gross margin, in this case 20.2%, and the expense structure, 16.6%, is too small for it to produce a lot of profit for us. For these accounts, what we would like to do is change the nature of the business. And you can see that compared to other accounts in the same category, they're doing $240,000 of business with us on 199 invoices a year. That means almost an invoice a day or an invoice 4 days out of 5. And that is an awful lot of transactional activity. If we can do the same amount of business on less transactions, then their cost structure is going to go down and they're going to become a high efficiency account. And so converting high potential accounts into high efficiency accounts by changing or reducing the amount of infrastructure they're consuming, as shown in this expense percentage, is a good way of converting the accounts into a high efficiency account and adding more profit to the territory without changing the price for the customer at all, just reducing the amount of infrastructure that is being consumed. It also frees up our infrastructure to grow our business by adding more high efficiency accounts to the mix without having to hire anybody else or have any new trucks or anything else. So it's a very, very good opportunity to change the nature of profitability. Then we'll get down into the profit drain accounts. These are the accounts that lose us money, the significant accounts that lose us some, or in some cases, a lot of money. And these accounts, there's two things we would like to do with them. The first thing is we'd like to rationalize their pricing. Sometimes we have margins that are way too low for what they do. Here we have a company, we're selling product at 7.5%, and frankly, we can't really do that when our costs are 11.2. We're underwater, we're upside down by 3.8%. That's why we're losing money. There's probably a pricing problem here. Certainly, they're not earning the price level they're getting in terms of being conservative in consuming our infrastructure and running up our costs. The other thing that we can do is we can take a look at accounts that may have good margin but have very high expenses. And if we can do the same kind of thing, reducing the amount of shipments and invoices and orders that we have to process, the accounts will become more profitable and they can be moved up into high potential or even the high efficiency group, and that is a big win for us. In some cases, that's impossible. We have an account that's producing, in some cases, we had a $42,000 account. Well, let's take a look down here. We have a $17,000 account here that's producing $6,300 in cash flow. And let's say they absolutely refuse to do business in a different way. They're going to do it the way they do it, and they're not going to change. We can't really survive with this customer, and really what we're doing is we're taking some of our own money and handing it to the customer because we're spending more on them than they're spending on us, and that's not a good relationship. So they may have to go, but I don't want to fire them because they contribute $6,300 of cash flow to the business. And so if I have to get in a position where I need to play hardball with them and I need to change policies to either increase the gross profit dollars that they're producing or reduce the infrastructure, and they're unwilling to do that, the first thing I can do is go and find somebody to replace them. So up here we have CFP Holdings. They produce $6,700 in cash flow. That's what we need. They will likely have a direct competitor. And if we can go and get them and get $31,000 a year on 11 invoices and bring them in, we will have some new cash flow that we can go after them for. And here's the interesting thing. Our expense rate on this account is 15.2%. Our margin is 21.3. So we're profitable at anything above 15.2. But let's, with that in mind, that's so close, let's try and find a high efficiency account or a high leverage account that could give us a replacement cash flow. Here's Enco. They give us 17 cents to bottom line, and they're profitable at anything above 26. We're charging them 43. Or another account we might look at as we go up the list is, how about this account here, Helms Brothers. They're profitable at any margin over 7.9%. We're charging them 15 right now. And they gave us $8,200 in margin. If we can find their direct competition, go and price them maybe not at 15, maybe we really need to get the account so we can replace the other. Maybe we price them at 12. At 12, we still make money as long as they're buying $52,000 of the product on 25 invoices or two invoices a month or less. And if we bring somebody in on that basis, we'll have probably about $6,000 of replacement gross profit. We can easily buy the account because we can go in at an aggressive price because they have a low-cost infrastructure, and we have that account in place. And then we can go back to the account down here, and we can go to the account, and we can start adding some things to what we do. We can increase their pricing. We can stop giving them free deliveries. We can add delivery charges or small order fees onto their money-losing invoices to try and make them profitable. If they just pay those things, it can become a high potential account. If not, they may say, we don't like you anymore and we're going to leave, and they go. But they go in an environment where we've already replaced the cash flow that comes from them, and so we don't hurt the company or the territory or the business or our commissions by doing this. And so that's that can be very, very valuable.
Okay, now let's look at the next part of this report and see why it's so valuable.
So you can see that the top part of this report gives us a lot of specific customer information. And then, of course, as always, you can always dig in and get more information on an individual customer by looking at what they buy, looking at what their orders are, what you make and lose money on, so that you can negotiate with them. But having them broken down into these categories can be very, very helpful.
A very exciting part of this new report is the account segment summary that appears down at the foot of the main table. So let's look at that and see why this matters.
Okay, now let's look at the next block on this report. Unlike other reports, there are summary information down below on this particular report, and this can be very helpful in helping us understand where money is made and lost amongst the segments and the relative value of the segments. So let's take a look at the headings here. We have the account type, where we look at each of the different account types, including some that are not on this report. We have the count of customers and what percentage of the total that is, the revenue for the segment and what percentage of the total, gross profit or cash flow from the segment and its percentage, expenses and its percentage, and profits on that expense, that percentage. We also have the total number of invoices and the percentage of that, and within the segment, what percentage are money losing, how much money we made on the best part of the business, how much was lost on the money losing part of the business, and how effective the account is at converting cash flow into profit. So this is not the same thing as converting revenue into profit. We're looking at a moment ago. But in this particular case, in our high efficiency group, we have $2.6 million of gross profit, and we're converting that into $1.7 million of profit, or NBC. That means 64% of the gross of the cash flow is being converted into profit. So it's converting cash flow into profit at a higher rate than any of our other segments. And the second best segment, interestingly enough, are the money-making regular accounts. And so those are smaller accounts, but there's enough of them, and we make enough money on them that we are able to convert a good amount of the profit, even though it's much smaller, at a higher rate. So let's take a look at what these things really mean. The high efficiency group, 8.4% of our customers are producing 115% of our profit. And so those are very, very valuable. The high potential account group, another 5.4%, are giving us another 14% of our bottom line. The profit drain accounts are losing us 14.5% of our bottom line. And the regular small accounts, the money losing small accounts, are losing us 25% of our bottom line. And so this is an important group to look at later on, and we have other videos to cover that. And then finally, we have the high leverage account group. This is not part of the total up here. These five categories represent 100% of the customers, but some of the customers in each one of these groups will be high leverage accounts as well. So we've broken those out, and we got 5.5% of our accounts, and they actually generate 71% of our total bottom line of the high leverage accounts, and they're made up of a mix of these accounts up here. And so it gives us some idea of the relative efficiency of those accounts. And what is really interesting is they convert cash flow into bottom line dollars at a rate of 71%. So these accounts are extremely valuable, and getting more of them is the fastest way to grow the profits in the business.
We've also added some very interesting new analytics and statistics for the different segmented groups, or the different account groups, the different profit groups on this report. So let's take a look at those.
The final group I want to talk about, or the final part of the report, are some interesting analytical stats at the bottom that we've included for your benefit. So some of the numbers people will be a lot more interested in what's in here, so I'll just walk through them. I'm not going to give you a lot of information on what to do with these things, because I think it's really going to be situational, and the company people that have the most experience in the company are going to have a better sense of what specifically to do. But for each one of the groups, the five customer segments plus the overlapping HLAs, we have the customer count, order count, average gross profit per order, the amount of gross profit or cash flow that's produced, the peak internal profit, which means the profits that are made on the money making part of the segment, the money lost on money losing invoices, how much profit that leaves, what the percentage of money losing invoices is, and what the cost to serve or expenses on the segment are. Then we have an invoice count, and we show the average gross profit per invoice on the money-making invoices, and then the average expenses on the money-making invoices, and then we do the same thing for the money-losing invoices. And finally, we have the number of lines per order. And this is a bit of an eye-opener for us because there's some things here that we didn't expect in terms of the number of lines that fall onto an invoice. And interestingly, our money losing account group, in this company at least, has more lines per invoice than the money making group, and that probably means they're buying smaller quantities of more things, and that's why they're money losing. And there's a couple of company stats that are very interesting. You can't get into the high value or high volume account group unless you have a gross profit of at least $58.84. The expense ceiling for a company for an account that is considered to be an HEA or a high efficiency account is 13.4% in this company, or at least in this selection set. And these numbers will change as you look into individual territories or individual branches or individual companies. These things are situational based on the scope of the customer list that you're looking at. Then we have the number of days created by the report, and we have the last sales date for the report to give you an indicator of what the report covers. And so these are some analytical numbers, some of the internal analytics that may be indicative of actions and programs that you can invent for your own company, for your own territory, for your own branch, to exploit the information that comes from this report to have your people working more on the things that matter. And remember, the whole purpose of this report is to make sure that people understand where the opportunities are to either increase the best of what you do or to decrease the things that are really hurting you for the benefit of the territory and the company.
As you can see, the high volume account report can be one of the most valuable tools that you have in order to change the nature of your business, to change the nature of the profit that's generated in your territory, your branch, or your whole company. I really hope that the information that we've shared here will be something that you can act on right away to change the nature of your profits this month.